When the material for Crack the Sky started to unfold, I knew that Brent had been digging a lot deeper than maybe previously on some of the other material that we had written together in the past. Just the impact that the kind of the accident in Vegas had on him.
I'm starting to write my lyrics now. I had to understand which approach Brahm was going to take lyrically.
The lyrics that I was writing, I just had to dig a lot deeper this time, were a lot deeper than I had in the past.
I wanted him to tell me what he wanted me to sing because this is because of the subject matter of the album. Because we have something to sing about, you know what I mean? We're just not like randomly making up, okay, like this song's about like cowboy boots or whatever, you know what I mean? It's like, it's just not like that.
Kind of tap into some things that had happened to me when I was younger.
I mean, it's a really personal thing, but Bron's ready to talk about it, and so if he's ready to talk about it, I'm ready to talk about it.
For instance, when I was a teenager, when I was 15, my sister died. She was 14, and that was totally devastating to me. And just so happens, her name was Skye, so S-K-Y-E, after the Isle of Skye in Scotland.
The album is pretty personal to Bron because the album, like, metaphorically and lyrically is about his sister that committed suicide when she was like 11 or 12 or something, really young, you know?
I think the phrase crack the sky kind of means, for me, is the moment that I was informed that Skye was gone.
It's kind of an issue that he's been purposefully not dealing with for a long time, you know, as far as like publicly, you know what I mean?
Vividly remember being told that, and it just was, that was the moment, you know, and that for me could have cracked the sky.
That's the inspiration lyrically for the album, you know what I mean? It's dedicated to her and named after her. Her name was Skye, and so we called it Crack the Sky.
For me, it was a difficult decision. I don't know if it was for anybody else, but for me, I was like, I don't know, you know, it's a touchy subject. I don't want every Joe Schmo out there, you know, kind of walking up to me and being like, so your sister died, what was that like? You know what I mean? That's like not what I want to have happen at all. So if you're watching, everyone experiences loss to a certain degree, obviously, and, you know, everyone dies. So I think that if you have been there and you hear the music, I think it'll maybe make sense to you. This happened, you know, and it did happen, you know. There's nothing we can do to change it, but those kind of things, you might want to keep those more private, you know. But now she'll be, you know, I think it was a nice, you know, to keep her memory alive, or, you know, she was awesome.